Good morning, everyone. Today is the 7th of February 2021, Sunday morning. And there are many people that want to deny the reality of evil. In fact, there's a whole movement out there called the Unity School of Christianity, of which a great many of their ministers deny evil exists. And of course, there's many that deny a literal, real devil or Satan. But we're told something totally different in the Bible. We're told that of the power of the air, spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience. Now, we know that the account that we're given of the fall of Lucifer and how that he said that he would arise and be as God. He wanted to overcome God's kingdom and circumvent it. He wills, and there are non-elect angels, just like there are elect people and reprobates. And so, as we look in our world today, we see that a person is either being influenced by Satan, or they're being influenced by God. And when you look at our leaders, sometimes it's good to do an analysis of what influence these people are under. For an example, if someone is advocating the murder of babies, they are being influenced by Satan. If they're advocating philosophies that go against the Word of God, they're being influenced by Satan. If they're coming against the church, if they're coming against God's people, they're being influenced by Satan, by the prince and the power of the air that worketh in the children of disobedience. And so, we need to be reminded that there's a real devil. There's a real Satan. He's present in the earth. Scripture tells us that Satan goes about seeking whom he may devour. And there are a lot of people that would like to devour the Christians because they hate the Christians because they're under the influence of the Christians. Satan wants to bring death and destruction. But we must also remember that Jesus Christ is more powerful than Satan. And Satan can do nothing without the permission of the greatest prince of all times. Not the prince in power of the air, but the prince of peace. And so, there's more power with God than is with Satan. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain, his bride. There's nothing to fear, for Jesus is near, whatever the conflict may be. With Christ as our king, we most certainly know that he has won the victory. There's more power with God than be with the devil. Lord, open our eyes to see. The mountains around with chariots abound alone in thee. The devil may boast and marshal his host, but with Christ as the king, he victory will bring. We're certain he's won the day. So let us examine whose influence a person is under. Are they under the influence of Christ? Are they proclaiming the truths of God's word, or are they under the influence of the devil? We must make discernments. We don't judge a person's salvation, but we do make discernments. By their fruits you shall know them. Can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit? I think not. So that's what's on my mind this morning. Let us remember that Satan is very present in the earth. He's the prince and the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. And let us make certain that we're under the influence of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, and we can go to His Word for truth to make the discernments in our daily lives. God bless.